Now then, are you one of the directors with the new Hardy Players?
That's right, yeah.
And you've got a new production. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'd love to. It's the new Hardy Players have been performing adaptions of Thomas Hardy's works for 20 years now. This is actually our 20th anniversary year, this one. It's very exciting. And so this week and next week, we are performing A Few Crusted Characters by Thomas Hardy at various locations all over Dorset.
And they're going to be outdoors as well.
Yeah, which, looking at the forecast, actually, I was getting a bit concerned because people had said that Friday and Saturday might be a bit wet. I think the rain's going to be in the afternoon, So by the evening it's cleared up a bit. But that's always the way with outdoor theatre. You've got to take the weather as it comes and just wrap up and carry on.
Well, we'll send out positive vibes for nice weather for you.
Thank you, yeah, that'd be great.
But tell us a little bit about what you're going to be performing.
Yeah, A Few Crusted Characters. It's a lesser known work by Hardy. It's not one of his main novels. It's a series of short stories that he included in a longer book of novellas and short stories called Life's Little Ironies. I think it was published in the 1880s. And it's we've been calling it Hardy's answer to the Canterbury Tales, as it were, because it's a group of people on a journey, and to pass the time, they tell stories to a stranger who's turned up in the village, and in this case, the audience are the strangers. We are telling these stories to the audience, and they're all about little gossipy episodes of village life, and some are funny. There's a couple that are tragic because it wouldn't be Hardy without it, but most of them are very funny, and there's bits of crime, bits of music, bits of mistaken identity, and all these kinds of things going on, and they're really good fun. Yeah,
and I saw somewhere that some of your actors are playing the part of animals and even trees. Is
oh
that
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. The Dorset countryside comes to life in front of you.
Bit of audience participation, is there?
There's a little bit of that, as well. Yeah. And of course, live music, which is one of the things that New Hardy Players does very well indeed. Our house band, Tatterdemalion, which I also run, are very much in evidence, providing lots of musical bits, and as well as a couple of the other actors who also play instruments are picking those up and providing musical accompaniment right there and then.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that, because they're traditional instruments that you're playing, aren't they? Can you tell us a bit about that?
Largely, yeah. We've got one particular instrument or a couple are slightly out of place, but not so as you'd notice probably. But Hardy himself played the fiddle, the violin, and so we have I think four violin players in the cast, and so they're getting used in several of the stories where appropriate, and lots of singing as well. All the cast at some point sing in glorious harmony.
Mm. And what do you play?
What music or parts? In this production, I'm playing a trombone, which is standing in for a serpent, because we haven't got a serpent player. And much as I'd love to play the serpent, I don't think my wife would appreciate another instrument around the place. So instead, I play a trombone, which is a fairly good replacement.
I take it a serpent is like it sounds. It looks like it sounds.
It's named for its visual clue, because it's an S-shaped snaky sort of instrument.
And you also, I mean, you're a busy chap, because I believe you play the organ at local churches as well.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yes. It's been a busy first half of the year because I play at. Well, I'm not the only organist at any of these churches, but I seem to land quite a few of the gigs at Stinsford and Cern Abbas and Minton Magna and a couple of other places as well.
So you really are a multi-instrumentalist. Multi-talented.
Well, jack of all trades and master of none.
So you're one of the directors. Mm. So is it like does it keep you awake at night, sort of planning all of this?
Thankfully not. No, I have my sleep schedule has not suffered from worrying, only from the late nights of the rehearsals, and which is fine. Yeah, you take that hit for the run and then recover afterwards. It's been fine actually, because this is actually the first thing I've properly directed. Well, co-directed, I should say, because it's my dear friend Penny Levick is my co-director as well, and she's great because she has. The way of working where she can play and she can come up with what people might do, and then I come along and sort of polish and sort out the practicality side of things, and so we seem to be working very well together. It's the first time we've worked together like this.
Mm. Now this is the 20th anniversary, isn't it, of the yeah, what about the original Hardy play? Is that go, was it 1908, was it something like that?
Well, it was 1900s and 10s. They were around for a little while. An offshoot of the Dorchester Dramatic and Debating Society, I understand, but I may have got that slightly wrong. I don't think they ever did a few Crusted Characters. I think they tended to stick to the main novels, and of course they were very lucky in having the man himself still around. I understand Thomas was a bit uncertain about these amateur players coming along and playing stuff, and then when he saw one of the productions, he got well behind it and invited them to come and rehearse at Max Gate, and he would talk to them about the characters and even wrote extra scenes especially for the Hardy players to perform. So he was very involved latterly.
That's excellent, and you're keeping it all alive, aren't you, really?
Oh, absolutely, yes. We are a reincarnation of that group. Would you like the full history? I can
carry on.
Yeah, so Norrie Woodhall, who I think was the last living link with Thomas Hardy. She's sadly now dead. I never got to meet her, unfortunately, which is, I think, a great pity. But she, when she turned 100, members of the Hardy Society asked her what she would like for her 100th birthday, something special, and she said she'd love to have the Hardy players back again. And she was a teenager at the time, and she so loved the time she spent creating these productions that she was desperate to have it back again. And so the new Hardy players were created 20 years ago this year.
Excellent. And just tell everybody, where can we go to see?
Yes, it's the all important bit. Yeah. Where and when? Well, we open this week, so Friday and Saturday we're at Abbotsbury Swannery. Both of those are 7:30 performances, and then on Sunday we're at Morby Rings in Dorchester, and that's a 4 o'clock show. In all cases the doors open an hour beforehand, and you can bring a picnic, bring a chair or a rug, and on the Sunday afternoon ones there'll be little games and things for the kids to play as well. And then the following week, Friday the 13th of June, we're at the amphitheatre at Gardens for Home near Wareham, and Saturday and Sunday the 14th and 15th at Minton House. Again, the evening's at 7:30, the afternoon's at 4 o'clock. Come early and bring a picnic and enjoy the show. And it's a 90-minute production performance of these stories without an interval, and then it's followed by country dancing to the live band.
Oh, brilliant. Yes.
Nice way excellent. To spend a summer's evening, I think.
Oh, that sounds like great fun.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And should people bring an umbrella?
That's the thing, isn't it? Bring an umbrella and it won't rain.
Yes.
Tickets are available from Dorchester Arts on the website, or phone call to 266-926.
Excellent. Well, good luck with all of that, and thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here. Cheers.
Thank you.